You're listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast with Field Recognition Specialist Wayne McMullen. Welcome to the Ambit Energy Podcast, and I'm speaking today to the 2012 Crystal Sphere Award winner from New York, executive consultant John Huss.
How are you doing, Wayne?
Fine, thank you, my friend. You know, really considering all the traveling you do around the Northeast, maybe we should just call it the Northeast Road Warrior Award.
Well, that would probably be a little bit more fitting.
Let's start out for some of our consultants that don't know of you, a little bit about the history of you and Ambit. I know you joined on December 27th, 2007. Is Ambit all you thought it would be?
No, it's not. It's a lot more than that. You know, when I first got in, I believed that I should be able to make a few extra $100 a month so I could save up for, the children's college and hopefully be able to afford a car that had heat in it. And my vision has expanded. This is so much more. I can't even put into words what this has meant for me and my family.
I actually took your first ever call into consultant support back in January of 2008. And I remember then how driven you were, John. would you say that drive is an important thing to be successful as a consultant?
Well, drive, another name of that is your why. I mean, once you've identified and internalized why you're doing the business, nothing can stop you. They always say, when the why is strong enough, you'll overcome the how. And that's basically with me. I did it long enough, wrong enough, and I'm just blessed that I've had some success.
Let me just read to our listeners on the podcast: spirit, enthusiasm, excitement, an Ambit evangelist. The Crystal Sphere Award was conceived to honor one consultant each year that is so focused on the Ambit opportunity that no one can come within 3 feet of them without hearing about it. The Crystal Sphere Award represents each Ambit Energy consultant's ever-expanded ambit of opportunity, that area which makes up their sphere of influence.
I just had the good fortune to, talk to a few people, and just not quit. And I just kept talking to people until I just found a few people that wanted this for themselves just as much or more than I did. And I had the good fortune of my sponsor, Ray Mabi, guiding me and helping me learn how to do the business. And, when you have good people working for you and they start taking off and all of a sudden they point to you and they say, oh, look, he's a genius, or look how successful he is. I received the award because my team is out there doing very well. And it's the team helping each other, but it's more than that. I'm part of Ray Monty's team, the EC Factory team, and whether it's my team or Crossline or other executive consultants or other consultants that aren't even on, in my downline or on my team, they're out there helping my consultants, and my consultants are out there helping them.
Let me turn the tables on you. You've mentioned Ray Monty. Would you say his advice has meant the most in helping you achieve what you've done through Ambit?
His advice? No. And, I say that tongue-in-cheek because it wasn't Ray's advice. It was Ray's example. Ray's not only an example for me, but Ray sets the bar of what I'm trying to strive to do. And when I came into this business, I glorified a mechanic called an operating engineer. I didn't know how to do this business. And the one thing, a couple of keys for me, is that I come to the realization that I didn't know what I was doing, and I had to either, make a choice, either my ego and pride that I was going to do it my own way and this, that, and the other thing, or I could set the pride and ego down and follow in the steps of people that were getting it done. And it was real easy to make the choice, either my ego or my two children. My two children went out, and, I became committed to the business. I became very, very coachable, but I had to look at what tools I did have and what I could control. And what I could control was, how well I listened and how hard that I could work. And that's just what it is. I just take a very workman type of attitude, and sooner or later, if I keep doing what I have to doing, it's going to get done. The compound effect will happen. Consistent, persistent effort. It took me a while to get going. I just wouldn't quit.
We see you day in, day out, put in the hard work, and so much about this business really is about just putting in the hard work. And you grasped that very early on. You were hungry to learn, and you really put in the hard work. So when you actually accepted the award up on stage at Ambition, what was going through your mind?
My stomach was fluttering. When Chris started describing the person, I knew right away it was me who was talking about him. I was trying to scramble to put into words. It sounds funny, and it's not coming off, just trying to make myself look good, but I really felt as though, hey, why me? I don't really deserve it. I can think of a lot of other people that need to be up there on that stage, and just when I get up there, I was at a loss for words just to how to thank everybody. I just felt really, really humbled, and it went so fast, and as soon as I go up the stage, I was thinking of all these things to say.
Well, let's give you an opportunity now. I mean, because I'm certainly, you must have walked off stage and thought, gosh, I wish I'd have said this, I wish I'd have said that. Is there one or two things that you wanted to say when you were on stage that you were just so caught up in the moment that it just blew your mind that you'd like to say now?
Well, the first thing is, when I walked off stage, I met you, and you reminded me right away that I forgot to thank you while I was up on stage.
I did not.
but really what I wanted to say is, mm-hmm. I'm accepting this award, on behalf of, everybody in the team, everybody in Ambit, because it's just what you see in me is just a reflection of, what I see in everybody else. I'm feeding off of people on the 15th of every month when they text me and say, hey, my residuals just went over $500. My residuals went over $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. Mm-hmm. When I get text messages and say, hey, my residual is now covering my mortgage. Hey, my car payment is taken care of. Hey, we were just able to afford health insurance. How can that not just elevate you? Yeah. I mean, this is real. It's happening, and it's happening for so many people. It's not just a select few that are just, five or six people just standing around shaking. It's becoming the masses of really seeing a change in their lives in a positive way. For a lot of people, it's the difference between them, being able to put three squares on a table and having to serve macaroni and cheese surprise, twice a week. And this is just getting started. It's just a really, really good feeling.
So what's next on the agenda for you? What's next on your list of goals?
Believe it or not, in September 2010, after about 2.5 years in Ambit, I woke up one day and I just couldn't see going to work that day. I had reached a point where I was almost making twice as much part-time as I was full-time. That was my big goal, to be able to basically have that financial freedom and not have to worry about what if this happens, what if that happens, and being able to provide for my family. And mm-hmm. this year I sent my daughter to Ithaca College. It's all paid for, thanks to Ambit. And now what I do is I basically set goals for other people. They tell me what they want, and I set goals with them to help them achieve it, I'm losing myself truly in the success of others, something I'd never thought would happen because I was always worried about me. But that's where my goals lie. I'm just out to work with people that want to work the business and help them achieve what they want to achieve.
What advice would you give to others that are just starting this journey right now, who dream of one day, becoming an executive consultant or even being chosen for the Crystal Sphere Award?
First thing you got to do is that you just got to make up your mind that you want to do this, and that you got to decide that either you don't like what you have now, or you want to get away from what you're doing now, or get away from the situation you want now, or whether you want to get to another place for you and your family. You got to identify and internalize your why. Once you have a strong enough why, that'll allow you to prioritize your daily and your weekly activities. So that's number one. The number two thing that you have to do is that you have to become coachable. Mm-hmm. And you just can't listen to people who aren't where you want to be in Ambit on how to get there. They just don't know. So you need to plug into the events. You need to expand your vision of not only what's possible, but highly probable. And you need to listen to the people that have already done it, because they're gonna show you how to get there. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll have people telling you can't do this, you can't do that, and that's coming from a lot of different places. Some of these people are loved ones. They just don't want to see you get hurt and have your dreams shattered. So they're telling you no, or maybe they've had a bad experience or known somebody's had a bad experience with a business, and they're trying to protect you out of love, but you just can't listen to them. You got to just follow what's been laid down. Follow the system. And there's one person that most of us listen to, okay, mm-hmm. who isn't where we want to be in ambit. You know, we shut out everybody else. We listen to what we need to do, but that information kind of gets filtered through this one person that isn't where we want to be in ambit, and that's us, okay? We have to realize that if you aren't, or if we aren't where we want to be in ambit yet, okay, we don't get to pick and choose how we do the business. If you want to achieve success, well, if you want to get there in a timely manner, let's put it that way.
Gotcha.
You need to plug into what's being taught, not change it around and say, okay, this is good, but I'm going to add this, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do the other thing. You just can't trust yourself on how to build the business if you aren't where you want to be, because otherwise you'd be there already.
Exactly.
Just look at the leaders, see what they're doing, and just emulate it as closely as you can. If you have any questions, call your upline.
Yeah.
Reach out. The help is there, but you have to ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a great opportunity, you know, in January of this year for people that couldn't make it down to Ambition to go to Simulcast. Would you say that's a valuable event?
No, I wouldn't say it's a valuable event. I would say it's more along the lines of it is a critical event.
Mm-hmm.
It is critical for you to get there. You see, this Ambit is an event-driven business. A lot of people think, oh, man, that's rah-rah, I don't need it. No, that's not what I'm talking about. You go to Ambition, you go to the Simulcast, it's going to give you what you need to become successful. But most importantly, it's to see the vision of the company. It's to see and hear Jerry Thompson Jr. and Chris Chambliss speak about the vision of this company, because it expands your vision. But you've been plugged into these events, and you see not only what's possible, but probable, and exactly in where this is going, and how real it is, and how it's happening for other people. Well, that's very empowering, because you're looking around seeing other people doing it. If they're doing it, I can do it too. It becomes real to you, and once it's real, there's nothing going to stop you. The successful people at these events, not because they're successful because they've been going to these events. If you want to get what you want to get out of this, you need to do what you got to do, and you need to get the Simulcast, but not just you, because the consultant that does the best job of getting his team plugged in makes the most money. So you want to make sure that not only you, but you get every person on your team, they deserve a personal phone call from you, and they need to be invited, and they need to get to a Simulcast.
In closing, what's your 15-second elevator pitch?
Well, basically, it's a little odd, and because of, you know, winning this award, and one of them says, you know, you come within 3 feet of people, you know, without telling them about Ambit Energy. To be honest with you, I don't tell them about Ambit Energy. I'll ask them questions. How are you doing today? The weather, this, that. What are you doing? Why are you here at the thing? You see, I find if I ask a few quick questions, okay, to people, first of all, I'm going to see if they're personable. Okay, if mm-hmm. I can have a conversation with them, if they answer, if they just look at me and run. But basically, if you ask people questions, they're going to tell you exactly what you need to know that's going to allow you to introduce them into the Ambit opportunity. And then if I start asking them about them, they'll return the favor, start asking me, well, what are you doing? Oh, I'm here helping people create a lifestyle for themselves. Or I'll say, helping them build their business. And they'll say, what it is? What is it? And then I get to introduce 3 questions. I just move to set up an appointment to show me the opportunity.
Executive consultant, 2012 Crystal Sphere Award winner, John Haas, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to the Ambit Energy Podcast listeners today. And I wish you very much more success, both in and outside of Ambit in the future, my friend.
I appreciate that very much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, John. Well, that's a wrap for this week. I hope you got as much out of listening to John's advice as I certainly did. Next week on the Ambit Energy Podcast, we'll be speaking with West Texas EC and the winner of this year's Ronnie Kirkland Perseverance Award, Glenda Farmer. As always, you can listen directly to the podcast on your handheld device by clicking the listen link in every Monday's Ambit Insider. And if you want to listen to past episodes of the podcast, please visit us on iTunes or at www.ambitenergypodcast.podbean.com. I'm your field recognition specialist, Wayne McMullen, and you've been listening to the Ambit Energy Podcast. Work hard, dream big, build your business on a foundation of integrity, and I'll catch you next week.